And there's your 8 o'clock coffee pour. Welcome, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the house. 8 o'clock. We're in the outdoor living section with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. With a, I don't know where we go today that we haven't been in the last couple of weeks. It's an early spring. There's literally nothing you can't do outside in the garden right now. What new great inspiring motivation are we going to bring a homeowner today?
Well, I was driving around yesterday, and, you know, you don't hear this slogan as much as you used to, but, we call ourselves the Valley of the Sun, right? Ron Wolfley says we're a basin, not a valley, but, you know, so Basinonians, or the Basin of the Sun. But have you noticed the bougainvilleas right now? I mean, I think we should call ourselves the Valley of the Bougainvillea. It is so pretty right now with bougainvilleas and the oleanders. I know oleanders are kind of, humdrum, but gosh, they're pretty right now. And when they're blooming, they're pretty. And the palaverdes, this might be the prettiest spring from the landscape ornamental flowering part that I've seen in a long, long time. I think we had all that really early rain. We didn't have a really hard freeze. We had a little bit of cold. Probably just enough to actually do some good. And we've had now this extended kind of moderate temperature, not terribly hot, just kind of the 85, 90 degrees, which I've mentioned before on the show. That's about perfect. That's what greenhouse operators would set their greenhouses at for growing ornamentals and crops. So we've just got this perfect storm of weather for things growing here in the valley. It's just drop dead gorgeous out there. And I think that if that doesn't inspire you to want to have your yard or your backyard living area or outdoor living space to just be so inviting that that's where you want to go spend your time right now, I don't know what else would. But there really probably isn't much you can do. It's getting a little late to plant tomatoes. You still can, and you'll still get some, but it's getting a little late. So we're transitioning in the vegetable garden thing more to cucumbers and melons and squash and okra and eggplant, those little warmer weather loving things, out of tomatoes perhaps a little bit. As far as planting, I think the danger of any frost or freezing is probably pretty much over. So we can go to any of the subtropical type things, the bougainvilleas and the hibiscus and the lantanas and natal plum. And of course, you know, with all the beauty and the warming weather, we do know what's coming. And there's nothing better to help your energy bill than shade, whether it's shade cloths or shade awnings or
shade
tinting
trees,
or putting a shade tree in a strategic place that would help shade a window. So, you know, they're never big enough to do that right away. So the faster you get them in, the faster that's going to have effect. So a great time to be planting trees. And of course, then there's the critters that love spring too. So aphids and mites and powdery mildew on roses a little bit right now. So that, you know, this is a great time to be out in the garden. So be a gardener, look around, observe your yard. There's things that you don't know what they are, don't know how to solve them. Cut a piece off, bring a limb in, take a picture, bring it into the garden center. They'll help you. Right now is when you should be, you know, making sure that your garden is going to be able to go through the summer in good fashion. So checking your watering system. It's kind of like doing the checkup on the car or the roof before the leak spring, before it rains. Check that irrigation system right now. Is it working properly? So we could go on and on. We could never take a call here, but there's just lots of things to do. And if the beauty of this part of the world doesn't inspire you to do it right now, I don't know what else will. It's time to get out in the garden for sure. And it's Easter weekend, so gardening's extra important right now.
And that's a number to call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text a question to 411-923. And if you have a picture you need to help you explain your situation, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Mr. Harper, I never want to hurt someone's business. I never want to think that I've affected someone's livelihood. But you had mentioned everything's blooming right now.
Mm-hmm. So the allergies are bad too. Is that where you're going with this?
No, no, no. if you have a regular maintenance crew that come by, you might just want to encourage them, take a month off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or you're coming out, leave my blooms alone. Baffles me more than the beautiful purple Texas sage blooms about the time the guy with the hedger comes by and goes, vroom!
Yeah, makes a little ball out of it. So over pruning, incorrect timing of pruning, it's really an issue. And if you need help with that, that's something we'd love to come out and consult with you and help you with timing that or working with your maintenance crew. I think people get upset that, hey, the maintenance guys were here and they didn't do anything. They think that they have to. So I think they've been trained by actually property owners, HOAs, those types of things, that this is what we want you to do. We want our money's worth, so you better fire up that hedge trimmer and trim that stuff. Because if you're not, you're going to get fired. You know, what did you do? What did you actually do? Well, there's plenty of other things they could be doing, like applying pre-emergent herbicides and weeding and checking your sprinkler system and, you know, and doing other things. Or maybe you could just save some money and pay them less and say, you know, we don't want you here every week. We can go every other week or once a month or something like that. So, yeah, the over-shearing of especially our blooming plants. And some of the problem is also the wrong plant in the wrong place, or too many plants in the together. They've overplanted, so now we're having to shear it to make it fit. That Texas sage planted in a two foot strip between the sidewalk and the street, well, the thing gets 6 feet across. So what are we going to do now? Now we got to keep pruning it all the time to keep it, to make it fit that space. Well, maybe we ought to just put a different kind of plant there. So there's a lot of factors involved in that, but put the head shears away for a little while right now.
You had an article in your newsletter that came out about the yellowing and not to panic.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to read it, so well, I'm being lazy. Tell me what you said,
things
Jay.
Like citrus and oleanders and hibiscus, those subtropical plants, you know, as they start to push a lot of their new spring growth and or flower, and they're doing all at the same time, they're also getting rid of a lot of that old growth. And a lot of that's normal. Some yellowing on the inside leaves or the lower leaves of a plant yellowing and falling off is just perfectly normal. And we tell people, don't be a leaf counter. You know, don't go out there and look at every leaf on every, they're not all ever going to be perfect. And if you got a few that are yellow and falling off, that's fine. In fact, up to about 30% would be normal. A plant generally will replace about a third of its leaf mass and foliage over the course of a year. So that might not even be a problem. Now, if you got half the plant looks bad, it's got yellow leaves, they're falling off, yeah, maybe that's a problem. And it's probably due to lack of fertilizer, mainly nitrogen. And so it probably needs a little feeding. But, don't panic because you got a few yellow leaves, because look at all that new, fresh, vibrant green growth that's coming on and the flowers that are blooming and all of that at the same time.
You know, that's one thing I've over the last 4 years really enjoyed about a deciduous tree. I do love the evergreens, and you've got green all year long. I love going out and looking at my pecan tree, just seeing the new bud growth day to day, or the mulberries or the ash. There's them coming to life. There's just something so exciting about that.
It is. It's life. I mean, it's a miracle. It's just flat a miracle. And, you know, people, I guess, you know, we just take it for granted. We don't think about it too much. But, you know, if you do and sit there and ponder it, that's why I love bulbs, because they die back. They go away for the summer. And all of a sudden, one spring day, you walk out there and there's a flower on a calla lily that you forgot was there, or an iris or something like that. It's just this miracle of spring that's pretty darn cool. Are the pecans budding?
They're already leafed.
They've leafed.
I've got two of my four have leafed, and I used to have five, but there's an unfortunate there. Well, I plant them as bare root, and the tallest one's only about head high, and the shortest one was apparently a blind spot for the forklift, and I've got a little bit of replacement.
Well, the reason I ask that is that the old timers will tell you that until the mesquite trees bloom and the pecan trees leaf out, that winter's not over.
Oh, I got leaves on my pecans.
They're
winter's
the last
over.
Things to come out. Okay.
It's over. We have a number of calls lined up with a few texts. Real quick, let's get to them. This 480 area code on the text wants to know, what kind of veggies can be grown in a pot?
almost anything. I mean, you know, of course, it depends on the size of the pot. And the one of the biggest mistakes people do with container gardening or pot gardening, oh, we shouldn't say pot gardening anymore, should we, after our last hour, is to have too small of a container. Make sure it's big enough, because as it gets warm and heats up, those things dry out really fast. They're hard to keep watered well enough. But if you have a big enough container, you literally can grow any vegetable in a container. There's no limitations there if you're willing to go big enough with the pot.
And a 620 area code wants to know suggestions for Hong Kong orchid care. Just planted one and the leaves are turning brown and starting to fall off.
Oh, see, there's that question. Those are a perfect example. Orchid trees are the absolute perfect example of that leaf yellowing as they're flowering. They're gonna yellow and push off. Now, they'll lose almost all their leaves some years. And then the new leaves will follow. So there's literally probably nothing that they need to do with that particular tree.
And then a 623 area code planted a 5-gallon citrus tree 3 weeks ago and wants to know about fertilizing. Should they go ahead and fertilize now or wait till the next May?
Well, we recommend that you use a little slow-release fertilizer or a root stimulator that's got a little bit of fertilizer in it when you plant. That gives them a little something to get going, to get those roots started. And then you probably don't want to fertilize that tree, till about the next Memorial Day feeding. Don't go out there and throw a hardcore full dose of citrus food on a brand new planted tree.
But a little
bit
shock
of,
it.
A little bit of starter, like a Fertilome Start and Grow, a liquid, you know, like a biofeed type thing, a real mild little fertilizer or a root stimulator or something like that would be great.
Now, there's an old wives' tale about not fertilizing for a certain period of time after planting, and you made a great point a couple years ago. We're fertilizing in the nursery anyway. You take it out and you put it in the ground and don't, you're going to shock it, but don't over-fertilize it either. It's a fine
right line.
That's
why there's directions on those packages. And if it says to use a certain amount, you know, follow the directions and use it. But we don't recommend and haven't for a long time of the rule of not feeding a plant. That just makes absolutely no sense. But use something mild, use something designed for new plants, and use it at an adequate or appropriate rate. And you'll be fine.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U.